Episode number 224, Merry Christmas.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another Christmas episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
Don't you mean holidays?
No, Christmas.
No, holidays.
No, it's Christmas. December 25th is Christmas.
And I'm Jason. Fine. Fine. Piss everybody off. Or...
Yeah. Who cares?
I know. I agree 100%. What's it really matter?
Yeah. So are you in the Christmas spirit?
I am in the Christmas spirit.
You got the holiday glee going on?
I've got glee coming out of my pants.
Oh, wow.
I'm gleeful.
Yeah.
I'm gleenacious. And now I feel better. So let's get on with the show, and it's going to be a great show, I think.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the Camaro pacing the Indy 500.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. And a Berlinetta rumor, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know, man. A special holiday message from our good friend Scott Settlemyer. A Thunder Racing coupon code that they provided for us. Got an email. Chris, you said we have some voicemails.
Oh, do we ever.
We're going to have to split some up for next episode, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to give away a cool prize and talk about the big year-end prize that we're going to give away that's going to be cool. Talk about some more fun stuff after that. So let's get right into the thick of things with the Indy 500 pace car.
Yeah, so what did they do? They announced the Indy 500 this year will be paced by a Camaro SS. Did you see the color scheme? What do you think of it? No? You don't like it?
Doesn't seem very striking to me.
No? I like how it's subtle.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you?
I mean, when the Camaro in 93, I think it was the Indy 500 mm-hmm. pace car.
The black and white stripes? And
Yeah, that was more a little bit more wild design there.
Yeah.
With the, it looked like red, and what was that else?
It had a teal and yellow and purple, like, ribbon stripe going through,
right,
separating the black from the white, and it was pretty wild, but it was also, for the time, 1993, was pretty cool. This one's just red with the logo with white stripes, is it? I don't have it in front of me. And the
orange?
Is it?
I think it looked orange.
Maybe. I'll check the board here in a minute. But it looked good, don't get me wrong.
Was it just me, or does that car look like it's lowered?
It may be. I'll have to take a look at it here. We'll find it.
Yeah.
Link to the thread somewhere. I think Newsbot picked it up.
Oh, yeah.
As usual, kind of Newsbot scoops just about everybody. I think it's cool. I will tune in to watch the race. Let me put it that way, for sure. Just to watch the Camaro and go, there it is! And then forget the rest of the race. And then, there it is again! And then forget the rest of the race. Go get some pizza.
Well, hey, I think it's pretty cool.
The Indy 500 is very cool. Maybe it'll give me a good excuse to
actually watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've watched any of it.
No.
Ever.
But I will this year.
Yeah.
I will this year. So, what are your thoughts on, ladies and gentlemen, what are your thoughts on the pace car? Too subtle? Just right?
We want to know.
Should have a Z28 badge on the side? Sorry, Fitz. I know you're listening. I'm going to get hate mail from him for dropping those little bombs.
I know.
So,
yeah.
So, back in the day, in the third gen days, the Camaro Berlinetta was sort of like the upscale version of the Camaro. Had like better sound system options and more luxurious interior and a cool digital dash that probably flickered after 30,000 or 40,000 miles, like most digital dashes did back then.
Yeah.
I had a Beretta that had a Cavalier Z24 that had digital dash and have to punch the dash to make it come back alive.
My 87 Grand National that I had a digital dash and never had a problem with it ever.
And when it hit 88 miles per hour, what did it do?
No, 85.
Oh, 85.
It just blinked.
Just blinked. 85.
Yeah.
It wasn't 88? It didn't go back in time, leaving the license plate behind?
No. 85.
So what is this rumor I hear about Berlinetta again?
I don't know, but I was reading this week. We subscribe to Google Alerts that kind of gives us, I don't know,
automotive news,
automotive
and updates
tidbits
and things
from across the internet with certain keywords.
Yeah.
And one of them that came across this week, and I accidentally deleted it, I didn't read it further, someone was mentioning a rumor where the Camaro Dusk, which was debuted in SEMA.
Love that car.
Could be the next Camaro Berlinetta.
And it kind of fits, because if I remember right, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, the Berlinetta interior was like a like a caramel leather.
Yeah.
And I believe that's similar to what was in the Dusk. Am I correct on that?
The interior of the Dusk was like a tan.
Yeah, like a tan caramel. Color, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, are we starting our own rumor here or what?
Well, you read it somewhere
I read it somewhere. I mean, so somebody's obviously said it before.
I'd rather have it be called the Dusk myself.
The Dusk, yeah.
Yeah. Berlinetta just seems to have that
80s feel.
Yeah, like the Cadillac Cimarron, which is really just a gussied up Cavalier.
Yeah. I don't know. Who knows?
Other than a Camaro, what the hell does Berlinetta even mean? Is it Italian for Corinthian leather?
Fine Corinthian leather. I don't know.
The Chrysler Cordoba.
I guess we should have done some research for it. I don't know. Well, Berlinetta.
I'm afraid to.
Yeah. Who knows?
You know, can somebody... So you deleted the email.
Yeah, sorry.
Somebody go out there and find us so we can talk about it a little bit more in the future and maybe get somebody's thoughts. I mean, I think it's... I'm not opposed to it. I just find it interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and I can see how it fits. So let us know what you guys find. We'll do the same on our end.
Yeah.
Moving on here.
In our lovely Christmas episode.
Getting back to the holiday and / Christmas Kwanzaa, devil worshiping, whatever you dig.
Yeah.
Glee. Probably shouldn't have mixed that one in. As usual, we got a nice holiday wish, and I'm reading his Christmas and holiday wishes title.
Yeah.
From our good friend Scott Settlemyer, the FBOD father. And the wish, the holiday wish is, good evening, Camaro comrades and Firebird friends. As we come to the end of a very tumultuous year, a year that was one of the toughest in GM history, I wanted to thank each of you for your continued passion for those legendary brands and for your faith that General Motors would survive and for your continued faith that we will emerge from this turmoil a much stronger company with a bright future. Yes, it's been a rough year for most of us, but we still live in the two greatest countries the world has ever known, and we're able to travel freely to visit friends and family during this holiday season, and we're able to worship as we wish without persecution, and we're able to make our beliefs known without fear that we'll disappear into the night. And as you celebrate the holidays with friends and family and prepare to welcome the arrival of 2010, please be safe. If you're going to celebrate, please, I beg you, do not drink and drive. You are much too important to your friends and family and to me. Of course, it wouldn't be a note for me if I didn't bring up the seatbelt words. Enough said about that. And finally, please say a prayer for our troops worldwide. They allow us the privilege of celebrating the holidays and so very much more. A very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you and yours, and may your new year bring you all that is good. And since he said enough said, I don't think it said enough. Do not drive without your seatbelt on.
Every time you get in, buckle up.
They're not designed to step on your rights. They're designed to keep you alive.
Yeah.
And you may be the best driver in the world, but the other guy who hits you isn't.
Yeah.
So, you know what? He made a mention about the troops worldwide, and I got to echo that one as well. If we have any troops that are listening to this overseas on duty, please email us.
Yeah,
let us know.
Just
email us. Just say hi. We'd love to hear from you, let you know that we're thinking about you. And if you got access to a phone, we'd love to hear from you, hear your voice. But email will do the trick, too.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much, Scott. We know you listen every week. And happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you, too, old friend.
Mm-hmm.
Briefly, Thunder Racing has a nifty sale going on. They're one of our, geez, they've been sponsoring our community for just the longest time and advertising with us. Yeah. From now until January 31st, 2010, receive 10% off any one order by using coupon code SANTR.
Santer.
Santer. Thunder Racing. S-A-N, Thunder, T-R, Racing, R, Racing. And they want to, a postscript is, and remember, he sees you when you're sleeping at the light.
Gotta love it.
Yep. And it's the little postcard we got was has a picture of Santa Claus wearing a racing suit with a helmet under his arm, giving you the whole I know you were doing burnouts last night look.
Oh, okay.
So thank you very much, Angie and the rest of the crew at Thunder Racing. We got an email.
Yeah,
let's get into that.
Yeah. Before we get into the emails, I just want to acknowledge something here.
Sure.
Last week we talked about a CTSV challenge.
Oh boy, that was a mistake. Sorry.
Apparently it did happen, and plenty of you let us know, so we are going to check that out.
Promise.
Thank you.
You can stop emailing now. We were focused on other things.
Hey, well, you know.
Get off our ass.
Keep us on our game here.
And, well, that's what we asked for, and we appreciate it.
That's right. Okay, we have an email and a bunch of voicemails to go through, so.
Dandy.
I'm going to kick off the emails here.
Cool.
This one comes from our forum name, RTZ1069. His message is, "Hey guys, your podcast rocks. I would love to call in, but don't have a lot of time between jobs. The last podcast you two were discussing, what if the Camaro wasn't called a Camaro? Would you still buy it? Let me say that I am a huge Pontiac fan, and always will be, and I was crushed when GM supposedly killed Pontiac. Any fan has to admit that that would hear that announcement that your brand was on the chopping block would hurt, and you both have to agree. I will say that Trans Am Kits is only coming back because of one car, the Camaro. It is a hell of a car, and the Zeta 2 platform proves it being a completely fresh, from the ground up build has proven to give a lot of companies a run for their money. The funny thing about GM is that according to a lot of research and a phone call to the HPP magazine editor, a special project engineer affiliated with GM told this editor that GM has several offers to buy Pontiac, but GM has and not sold Pontiac to anyone. Even DMC made an offer and were denied." Who's DMC?
DeLorean Motor Company.
They still exist?
I think they make wristwatches.
"If the Trans Am was offered as a kit on any other car, I wouldn't even consider it. However, you two never lose the passion for Camaro, and thanks to both of you, I have hope and soon a reality of someday owning a screaming rebadged Camaro chicken. Pontiac rules, but Camaro's a hell of a car. Happy holidays, Chris and Jason. Please take the time on one of your podcasts to read this on the air. It would mean a lot to me." Well, thanks for sending that in.
Let me see that for a second.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of an interesting combination of words here. Screaming rebadged Camaro chicken. It's almost like if you took just a bunch of random words and threw them together, that's what would come out, but it's kind of cool at the same time.
Yeah.
And he even capitalized both Camaro and chicken.
Yeah. As if Camaro chicken.
Screaming rebadged.
Camaro chicken.
It almost sounds like a heavy metal band name. Oh. Screaming rebadged Camaro chicken. Cool email. I like this one.
I know.
This is very, very cool.
So we have somebody here who's interested in a
Pontiac
version of the Camaro.
The cool part is they're not, he's what I like about that is he's still giving honor to the fact that, hey, there's still the Camaro. So if it's going to happen, it's got to be based on the Camaro today.
And obviously a huge Pontiac fan too.
Instead of saying, well, in addition to the Camaro, there needs to be the Firebird. At least he's being realistic about it, because in this day and age with market competition, obviously they couldn't build a strong enough business case. And it's a tragedy, but it's also a fact.
Yeah.
Great, great email. Thank you so much. What's his username?
His username is RTZ1069 on the board.
Cool. And if you are a member of CamaroZ28.com, well, if you're not, you should be. Regardless, though, we would love to hear from you by voicemail and or email, and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And obviously a lot of people did that this week, because we got a whole bunch of voicemails this week. So much so that I think we need to split this up into another episode, because otherwise the show is going to be going 45, 50 minutes of listening to all voicemails so we can address those. So if you don't hear your voicemail this week, it'll probably be in next week's episode.
Cool. We've had to do this once or twice before, so we always appreciate it. So without further ado, Chris, you want to kick off the first?
You betcha.
Sweet.
Hey, guys. Mudbone. I was going to call in last week about the Gofurky thing, but I thought, oh, man, I call in so much. But anyway, nobody called, so... I tell you what, you send that bottle to me, and when Mudbone Jr. comes home from college, he and I'll drink it, and we'll call in to the podcast. How's that sound? Now, I thought you had a good podcast this week, and a couple of things I wanted to comment on. First thing about the Mustang, the new Mustang engine, and the Camaro V6. Really, the horsepower differential there is one horsepower. The Camaro's 304, and they're advertising the Mustang at 305, and obviously, that's not much of a difference. And the guy that was calling in about the SIDI versus the conventional fuel injection, I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I've been reading a lot about this DI because I'm curious about it. And I think where the difference is going to be fuel economy. Now, I think I read somewhere the Mustang is supposedly going to get 30 miles a gallon. Again, they're just trying to up it by one. But I think my expectation is going to be that when you actually get out in the real world and drive the two cars, the DI car is going to get better mileage, you know, in real world conditions. That's just my take on it, and I think that's probably what's going to happen. Now, one more thing. The other guy that was calling in about looking for the SS hoods, air cleaner, or the LID for that thing. I don't know if you can get it here, but I've ordered some parts through my dealer, which is Radley Chevrolet in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And they have a connection to what the fellow there refers to as vintage parts. And I think, again, I'm not sure, but I think what this is basically a GM division or a GM subsidiary, or maybe it's just a third party, but it's an outlet where the dealers can actually order new old stock parts. I've ordered some for my 30th anniversary car, and some of the special parts for that are hard to come by, and I've been able to get them. So it's, you know, he just said it was the vintage division. Said something about it being out of Wisconsin. Best thing I can say is if you can't find that somewhere, to call Radley Chevrolet in Fredericksburg, ask for parts, and see what they tell you. Anyway, that's it. Great podcast. Keep up the good work, guys.
Mudbone.
That was a good voicemail from Mudbone this week.
Yeah,
some good information. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He touched on a few things we were talking about last week. Someone wanted to know about the Mustang. Mm-hmm. Someone called in about the Mustang.
Yeah.
And then the other person who called in about the direct injection versus traditional fuel injection.
Yep.
And also the air lid for the 96 SS.
Yeah, the one of our listeners was trying to locate.
Yeah. Well, I hope that's some good information. And he wants the Tofurky. He was the first one.
Oh, man. Well, he beat a few other people just by must have been hours because we mentioned it for the second time last week, and suddenly everybody wants to try the Tofurky and gravy soda from Jones. So we Mudbone was the first. I'm sorry to anybody else who I thought had claimed it. There was a breakdown of communication. I didn't know it was already gone, so I apologize for that. However, if you go to jonessoda.com and you search around, you can still order it as a holiday pack.
Yeah.
And some of the proceeds do go to charity. So feel free to open your wallet and open the bottle of Tofurky and enjoy it like we did.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, please drink it for the very first time while leaving us a voicemail. We gave them, and Mudbone Jr. got to do the same thing.
Yep.
For the very first time. Touching bases real quick on what he mentioned about the 1 horsepower difference. The Camaro did that over the Challenger V6 as well.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm. It was 1 horsepower more, if I do remember correctly. Fitz, if I'm wrong, please correct me on that.
Hmm.
But it was not by accident. Or maybe it was the V8. I think the Challenger was 425 and the Camaro
was 426.
Yeah. If I remember right, it was something like that. So it might be 1 horsepower, but it's still more.
More, yeah.
And that's it. Mudbone, as always, thank you so much for the voicemail.
Absolutely. Well, let me go on to the next one here.
All right.
Hey, Chris and Jason, it's Fenway Cocky, 65 on the boards. The CTSD challenge actually did happen. They had a BMW M3, BMW M5, Mitsubishi Evo, Jaguar XF, and the Audi RS4 in it. Pretty much the only car to beat Lutz was the M3, but they brought in Heinrichi and two other guys in CTSDs, and they beat the M3. So, yeah. A question for you guys would be, if hypothetically GM did decide to build the Z28, what would you guys want it to be? Would you want the LSA from the CTSV or the LS9 from the VR1 or, you know, like a twin turbo G6? Or would you just want a better handling Camaro? That's pretty much it. I hope you guys have a good holiday, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Okay, we got a couple things to address here. Thanks for that voicemail, Fenwick Hockey. Yeah, we know about the CTS thing. We're gonna read it. what do you want your Z28 to be?
Me?
Yeah, you.
In my driveway.
What about engine? LSA, LS9, twin turbo V6. Or do you care?
D.
You just want it to be a better handling.
D. All of the above.
All of the above.
Mm-hmm.
You want an LSA and an LS9. And a twin turbo V6.
Yeah, one in the trunk, one in the I guess if I had to pick one, and you know, in a perfect world, sky's the limit. Of course, the LS9.
Yeah.
You know, but in all reality, I think the LSA is a good choice.
Yeah. CTSV does pretty good with it.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Yeah. And, you know, it's already there. It's not outrageously expensive compared to the LS9. The other option is just to have a higher, like maybe say a 475 horsepower naturally aspirated V8. I think that would be my choice.
Really?
I think so. I mean, I have the Magnuson supercharger on my car now, and it's great and all. But, you know, the only reason why I didn't go with just a bigger cube engine was because it was just easier to put a supercharger on, especially one. I mean, the ease of installation was great. I guess, so my first choice is just like a close to 500 horsepower naturally aspirated engine. Second choice would be LSA and better handling, maybe even get Petters involved because I'm so happy with their system.
Interesting.
What about you?
LS9 all the way. The more horsepower, the better.
Okay.
Better handling. Not that the car that's out now, the SS, handles poorly, but there's always room for improvement. And, more horsepower, the better. 600 horsepower, baby.
But is there room in the market for
there's
a $60,000 Camaro?
Absolutely.
You think so?
Absolutely. If there's room in the market for a $70,000 CTS-V and a $120,000 Corvette ZR1, there's definitely room for a
Now, car. Surely you're not comparing a Camaro to a Cadillac or even a Corvette.
No, I would never do that.
You wouldn't, Shirley?
No. And stop calling me Shirley.
We're showing our age, Chris.
Yeah.
We're going to, I think you and I might come to fist fighting over this one. So thank you, Fenwick Hockey, for getting us pissed at each other.
Yeah.
I think your opinion sucks, Chris. I really do. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Okay, let's
move on to the next one.
Hi, gents. It's Garth from Connecticut again. I'm trying to win a beer. Thanks for the award for my last week's question. This week's with respect to motor oil. I guess I wanted your opinion. Dino oil, conventional blends, semi-synthetic or fully synthetic motor oils, which you guys like to use. I've got some personal opinions on that front. Another thing is I like to do my own maintenance, and one of the things that I found very handy was our friends at K&N of the air filter fame have come out with a new oil filter with a nice heavier material and a nice little one-inch nut fastened to the end of the filter, which makes it handy for changing, especially if you're in a confined space. So I'm a big proponent of how handy it is to use that. No more screwdrivers through the oil filter to get it off. Okay, hope all is well. Take care. Bye.
Hey, thanks for calling in again, Garth.
Short and sweet, man. Like
I know.
It. Like it.
Yeah, he always gives us some good stuff to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Oil.
Yep.
Well, what's your opinion on which one you go with?
Oil is almost like religion or politics.
Everybody's got their own opinion.
Or what kind of pizza crust is better, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you know who we should talk to about this?
Patrick Gattafani.
Absolutely. Patman.
A lot of you guys know him from the Bob is the Oil Guy forums, but what you probably don't know is Pat Gattafani is an old friend of ours, like
from way back when. From fbody.org.
And he's kind of been regarded as one of the foremost authorities as far as on a consumer level and end user level of what oil to use. Even though his opinions may still currently differ from mine, I myself, this is what I use. I go with the old standby that's always worked for me, and that's Mobil 1.
Yep,
I know they've changed the formula. I know that it's, you know, there's the German Castrol could be better. I just stick with Mobil 1 because it's always worked for me.
Yeah.
And as far as oil filter, I do agree with our caller because Pat told me years ago to try the K&N oil filter. It's built like a tank, especially when my car was lowered and is again, you know, I worried about hitting something. And it's pretty tough. And with that big nut on the bottom of it, it's easy to spin that sucker off.
Remember back in the day when everybody was trying to get the...
Windows just closed. What the hell just happened here?
What'd you do?
Oh, VMware Windows is rebooting, apparently. I forgot to close it. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. just scared the crap out of
the
me.
Show. But anyways, I was saying, remember back in the days when everybody was like scrounging for the PF35L?
Yep, the long... filter. I think I bought like a dozen of them or something like that. I'm like, oh yeah.
Everybody wanted one of them.
It's like the Seinfeld episode of the Today Sponge, just with dudes in cars.
I know.
Oh God, we're showing our age again. What was his username?
Oh, I can't remember what he signed up as.
He's the recent guy that he was our winner last week, right? Yeah.
Garth is his name.
Garth.
From Connecticut.
Thank you very much for that. Once again, you got us talking. We got, one more?
Yep.
All right, this week anyway.
Hey guys, this is AJ Camaro.
Hey.
Oh, what happened there? We lost him.
It cut off. It was pretty short, too.
AJ Camaro. Oh, dude. Sorry, I think he called in last week too.
I think he did as well. Yeah,
yeah, I think he's RS Camaro RSSS on the board or something
AJ,
like that.
Well, I thought it was AJ.
Yeah,
I'm lost.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have like close to 90,000 accounts on the board now, so it's easy for us to lose track. Hey, whatever it was, buddy, feel free to give us a call back. You know, we're always around 24/7 on the hotline.
Yeah. Well, since that one went by, let's go with one more.
Sure.
Hi, Chris and Jason. This is Charlie One from the message board. I have a question for you, or probably some advice. I'm currently now actually in the market to buy the new Camaros. I finally was able to save up enough for a good down payment. The only thing is that I'm really looking into a solid black 2SS Camaro. But the thing is that everyone around here where I live, just about half of the Camaros I've seen have been all black. And it's one of the things with me that I don't want to be the person driving the same type of vehicle, you know, as everyone else. I kind of want to stand out from the rest in a little bit. And I was wondering, like, I've overheard Bob Lutz or read about Bob Lutz actually making mention, you know, saying about the Citroen Green concept being made, as well as him mentioning an all-black special edition model. And it really excited me when I heard about that, about the all-black. But the thing that is that after the announcement hearing that the Citroen Green was just going to be in being a V6 or an LT model, I was kind of wondering, you think if the all black is going to do the same just to boost up the V6 models? And I was wondering, should I go ahead and purchase make the move on getting a 2SS model, or should I wait for see what the announcement is on the all black special edition and then possibly risking another 8 months or 4 months waiting for that announcement? You know, since I've heard from the dealerships, it's going to be enough. It'll be 8 months to actually get a car in after I make the order. So I was wanting to know what your opinion is. Should I make an order for a 2SS and wait 8 months, or should I wait and see what they're going to say about if there is an announcement on an all-black special edition model and maybe hopefully get an early allocation and not have to wait as long? Any advice or whatever you guys recommend would be very helpful. Thank you so much for your time and great work on the podcast.
Thanks for that voicemail, Charlie One.
Charlie One One, I think, is his username.
Yeah. So they're going to make a black special edition Camaro?
That's just...
There's a rumor. And is this Camaro black?
Like the black from the concept from SEMA 2008. 2 years ago? Charlie, you know as much about that one as what we do at this point, or at least where we're allowed to talk about.
Right.
and as it stands right now, the Synergy Green, confirmed.
Is a go.
V6.
Yep.
Black?
Black, who knows?
Just like the Dusker, yeah. Berlinetta, as we talked about earlier.
If I was in your shoes, I go buy just a black car and then modify it yourself. Just make it your own.
If I was in his shoes,
yeah.
I would search out an aqua blue.
An aqua blue?
Mm-hmm. If he wants something different. I mean, if having something different is more important than a particular color, like black, find the aqua blue ones that they stop making. Oh. There's not that many of them out there.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like he wants a black car.
Yeah, I guess. Well, but he also referenced the Synergy Green.
Yeah.
So
try as a special option.
I try to find the car that the Synergy Green will play. Yeah. The color. Either that or the Emerald... Ruby, what is it? The one the red one that Tim DeYoung has.
Red Jewel Tint.
Red Jewel Tint Coat, yeah. That's a cool color, too, that's I don't see near as often. Hell, even white. I finally saw my second or third white one on the road.
I've been seeing those ones all the time now.
Well, you drive in an area that I don't, and actually you drive in the area often that I happen to see it in, so it must be around that area of town.
It's a good possibility.
Charlie, it's tough to answer that then, I guess, when it comes down to it, because there are so many choices.
Right. I mean, do you sit there, do you want to wait? It's all about waiting, too.
Yeah. Can you wait? Can you take the gamble?
Right. I don't know. I personally go buy a black one and then just customize it yourself.
Personally, I'd go grab an aqua blue one if there's one out there. I mean, Charlie, call us back and tell us what you think of the aqua blue one. Yeah. I want to know what one man's opinion is on that. Tough to question. Good question, just a tough one to answer.
Yeah.
Cyber Gray is still cool looking.
Oh, yeah, Cyber Gray, there you go.
Well, I suppose I need to get into the prize vault here.
Yes, you do. The prize vault has crashed.
Hold on a second. The electronic security device, I fat-fingered it.
Make sure you put your key.
Oh, there we go, there we go. Frickin' Macintosh. All right, so I'm in the prize vault. I mean,
I'm in the prize vault now, and it's
kind of getting barren. This is the last prize we're giving away, not counting next week's special prize.
Right.
Well, I don't know, man. This was tough because we got talking a lot.
Right.
I'll let you pick this one, Chris.
I kind of like Charlie Once.
Yeah, well.
And
Garth already won.
Garth already won. I believe he won. Mudbone won. And AJ cut off, and he won.
Yeah, so he won.
Even by default, even though I like Charlie One's question.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, let's make him the winner.
All right, Charlie 1111111111111. You win, my brother. What do I have here in the prize vault? Oh wait, I gotta close that damn thing up again. Last time I left it open, your stupid dogs got in there. They pooped all over. I got a kick-ass Nitto baseball cap and lanyard.
Oh,
key lanyard. I don't have many of these left either. We wore the lanyards at SEMA. Nitto provided them for us directly. Very cool. I might even throw in something a little extra if I got it laying around. I don't think Fenwick Hockey won in the past.
Sounds familiar.
It does. I know I've seen him on the board. So if we're incorrect and you have not won, let me know by email and I'll make sure you get something as well. Because it's one prize per customer per year, I guess. Yeah. I don't know for this thing.
Well, nice.
Yeah, but
we need to put a prize list on a board and check them off.
Yeah, well, we're not doing this. We'll do it just not as frequently in the future.
Yeah,
but thanks for calling in, guys. Thanks for entering yourselves in the prizes and just because we're not giving away prizes all the time, please continue to call in. That's what the show is all about, is you guys.
Yeah.
Speaking of prizes,
yes,
I suppose we better talk about the big year end prize provided by Camaro Collection.
Mm-hmm.
This is not exactly a very big prize in and of itself, but what we did to make it extremely rare and very, very special.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very, very good book out there by Phil Edsel. Am I getting that right?
Larry Edsel?
Larry Edsel, called Camaro, A Legend Reborn.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick it up at most major retailers, but also at CamaroCollection.com, who's been sponsoring the prizes for the past 6-8 months now.
Yes.
Well, we have this book. It's a very, very cool hardcover book. Great stuff you can't find anywhere else. But what we did, Chris, tell them what they've won.
Well, Jim.
Jim.
What we did was when we got this book, we had the Camaro Big 3 sign it. So we've got it signed by Cheryl Pilcher, Camaro product manager.
Mm-hmm.
We've got John Fitzpatrick, the Camaro marketing manager.
That's right.
And our good buddy Scott Settlemyer from GM.
Yep.
We got them all signed the book. So.
Mm-hmm. And the winner will have the option. We wanted to make sure it was an option to have Chris or I sign it as well along with the big three. We will not be heartbroken if you opt not to have that happen.
Absolutely.
So that's the big prize provided by Camaro Collection next week for our voicemail call-ins. So if you haven't called in, get it in there. Give us something to talk about because this is going to be a big one.
Absolutely.
And that's it, I think, for that.
Yeah.
Thanks again for everybody calling in. And now we've been wanting to do this for a while.
Yeah.
We have a survey.
Yeah, we sure do. At the bottom of our show notes every week, we have a survey link. Just let us know how we're doing, you know? It's completely anonymous. We have no idea who's filling this out. But we thought it was funny because some of the results we get are likes and dislikes about the show. And they come through as kind of funny. But we take them all serious.
Well, yeah, even if they're funny, we still read into the truth that may
be
behind
them. So
we
thought we'd read a few this week.
All right, go ahead.
You want to read the likes or dislikes?
I'll read the dislikes because they're funnier.
Okay, so I'll read the like and then you can read the dislike.
Okay. I'm just going to kind of paraphrase some of these. Sometimes the sound levels aren't enough. Aren't even through the show. Things are quiet and then somebody will say something loud and that kind of shocks me.
Wow.
Sorry, I had to do that. Sometimes Jason can be a little overbearing on the show.
Oh.
No. Me? Come on. Yeah, I know. And that, you ever seen the movie Clerks? Jay and Silent Bob, guess which one I am and guess which one Chris is.
Snoochie Boochies.
Yeah, that's true. I do have to catch myself. Chris, you giggle way too much.
Well,
usually
at
things that aren't giggle-worthy.
Well, you know what? That's just the way I am. In fact, I got labeled in high school one time as called Giggling Gandhi.
No way.
Yeah.
Gandhi?
Because I giggle too much. I don't know. I guess much. Anyways. So.
Well, he goes on. Or they go on. We don't know if it's he or she. I realize it's a nervous habit, but makes the giggle-worthy stuff less funny.
Yeah. You just got to know me.
Nervous? You?
Yeah.
They could be dropping bombs on the city and you'd be calm as a cucumber. Oh, there it goes again.
Yeah.
It's only once a week. It could be longer. We've been trying to keep it under 30 minutes.
I know.
Not enough Snoochie. Stewie Griffin sound bites. The audio could be better. You ever listen to some other podcasts out there? It's a little too short. Nothing. I would like more tech. Nothing. Gas prices and the weather. Yeah, for a while we were doing nothing.
We haven't talked about that in a while.
So what's the prices up to? the length. It just says length. Actually, it's spelled wrong. So it's only once a week. It's too short. More female guests, please. Hey, if you know somebody that's willing to come into the studio, maybe wearing a bikini, yeah, we'd be down for it.
Sure.
Sometimes it drags on when there's nothing really to talk about. And sometimes some language creeps in.
Well,
we've
you
cut
know,
back on that a
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, and there
lot.
Was one oops a long time ago. And,
yeah.
And there was, that's not going to happen
sorry.
Anymore.
One of the dislikes, Jason Debler. Thank you, sir. Well, you dislike 70% of the show then. only one times a week. I can understand why. Nothing is wrong. Inclusion of Concept Challenger info. Come on, we got to talk about the competition.
Yeah,
this is going back to March of this year, though. So you read the likes because I don't want to be overbearing.
Okay, I had to move my browser into my other window. Okay, all about Camaros. That's a like.
Sweet.
The professionalism of the show. There's a great sense of camaraderie amongst Chris and Jason, which makes the show so enjoyable to listen to. I can't wait for each episode to come out every week.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Tell a buddy.
I like the interaction between Chris and Jason. It's not forced, and they always come across as real friends.
You want to bet? I hate that guy. He thinks it should be an LS9 and the Z28.
Hell yeah. Camaros, 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 and let's see. Ah, Camaros. Great show. Informative. Listens to members and talks about topics we want to know about.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
The content.
Good.
The hosts and their inside info. Weekly topics related to Camaro, news reviews, and just talking about Camaro, especially the 2010 model. The hosts have a lot of fun and are very well connected in the community and to Chevy, and are upbeat while entertaining. Very good host. Applicable content for Camaro and car owners.
Cool.
Humor. Content, very informative. Rock solid reliability in a podcast that centers around something that I found really cool. Bitchin' Camaros. They are the most informative and entertaining show involving Camaros. Hey, what do you think about that?
Well, thank you.
The interest in the new 2010 Camaro and the thoroughness of the facts and research. Mm. When you're listening, it's like you're being a friend at a Camaro event.
Boy, I like that one.
Yeah.
And that's what we really try to come off as.
I know. They give all the inside info on everything that is Camaro.
Oh, no, we don't. if we don't say half the stuff we're not allowed to.
Let's see how they are Camaro only. Well.
And Challenger and Mustang.
And we talk about the competition and stuff like that. But, yeah, generally we're a Camaro show. Always current and upbeat. We're on time. See, that's a major downfall in other people's podcasts is they don't have a show that's always on every week. There's
predictable.
No, right. So
sometimes you release them early even.
Oh, yeah.
Just to make you guys happy.
That's right.
It's all about you.
Very informative. The hosts are funny. Everything. Camaros are the god of cars.
Sweet.
Camaros. Camaros. Consistent availability, longevity, passion, authority, and knowledge of the hosts. The host's personality. These guys are there every week, every time.
And a lot of times, we got to change our schedules around just to make it happen.
Yep. We're committed.
There's been times, especially around the holidays, I have to drive 3 hours from being up north to come and do the show. And I'm happy to do it. I really am. Because I'm usually up there trying to break my neck on a snowmobile.
The personalities and the content. Inside Scoop hosts. Genuine excitement about the new Camaro, positive show, and uplifting. It's all about the Camaro. Camaros. The hosts give many examples and insight that I can relate to. Current and new information. Everything.
I'm thinking maybe we need to talk about Camaros a little bit more.
You think so?
Yeah.
Chris and Jason are awesome. Awesome hosts for this podcast. The show complements the website perfectly. You guys could be on a regular radio and you'd have a ton of listeners. You really think so?
Yeah, I think we could do it.
Wow.
I really think we could do it.
Wow. Up-to-date info, the content, the hosts. someone wrote Chris Frost.
That's right. Oh, wait a minute.
I bet you I know who probably did that.
Who? Somebody that's no longer with us?
Someone who's no longer with us?
You know, like somebody who's no longer part of the community?
Well, yeah, probably someone who like moved to Texas. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, who cares?
All the excitement about Camaros, everything, information, videos, sheer awesomeness.
I never in my wildest dreams, in the 4+ years we've been doing this show, have I thought that somebody would have said, that show is sheer awesomeness.
Very knowledgeable host, and it keeps me updated on Camaro insight and information. That was the first page. So
wow, there's a lot going on there. You know, the likes and the dislikes, we take them seriously. Yeah. Well, unless they're totally not to be taken seriously.
Yeah, like if they said, like, your mother or something like that.
They did that once. I think I know who that was, too.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
We thrive on this kind of feedback.
Yeah.
Both our voicemails and our emails, and then if you want to just remain 100% anonymous, and we mean 100%, this is the way to do it, and this is what shapes the show for the future.
Right.
So feel free to, if you haven't filled out our survey, please do it. It tells us what we need to do better, or gives us a good laugh.
Yeah.
So, Chris, you include it in the show notes every week, right?
Every week. The very last link, just go ahead and click it, and let us know how you feel.
We don't even, the third party that we use, we don't even see, like, anything come through except aggregated data.
Yeah,
is really,
that's it.
Doesn't even ask for an email address.
No.
It's 100% anonymous. So feel free to give your true and honest thoughts. Just be fair and reasonable. Yeah, that's cool, man. I like to see what people are thinking, you know, when they can really, I guess, hide. Yeah. Well, it's true, because then the truth comes out,
right.
Especially in the likes. I guess I want to talk about this,
but
we're probably
thing?
Out of time. I talked about it before, but I had it only ordered, now I got it. The PLX Devices Kiwi Wi-Fi unit.
For those of you who have iPhones.
Right, right. This is just really, really cool. I want to talk about it this week so bad. In the meantime, just do some research on it. Check out PLX Devices, or just, I think it's called PLX Kiwi or PLX Wi-Fi, and I mean Kiwi, K-I-W-I. I wish my car wasn't in storage right now, because I can't wait to start playing with it, but I think I'm going to start messing around with it on my Trailblazer.
Nice.
Because it's universal.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll talk about that in the near future, because I don't want to take up any more time, because I want to get to the Christmas dogs. The holiday dogs.
Can you believe we only have one more show this year?
No, I can't.
One more show.
Can you believe we've been doing this for over 4 years?
Ugh. Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, to reflect what Scott Settlemyer said, do not drink and drive. Always wear your safety belt. And I'll throw my own that my grandpa used to always say, watch out for the other guy.
That's right.
And please be safe this holiday season.
Merry Christmas.
Happy
holidays. And cue the dogs.
Listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline 586-486-3182 or send your comments by email webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.